The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I'd like to welcome Molly Stroud. She is owner and health counselor at Lakeside Natural Health here in Hot Springs. Welcome to the podcast, Molly. Tell our listeners a little about yourself and what you do at Lakeside Natural Health.
Yeah, thank you so much, Victoria. So I am a health counselor at Lakeside Natural Health. I'm really excited to be in the office. I just opened the office in December. It's been a long time building. So my background is in counseling, and then I got my master's in herbal medicine. And so I like to take a holistic approach to wellness, and that includes emotional wellness, physical wellness. They all intertwine, you know, so you might feel depression, but that depression might come from you've got some extra weight on you, or you've got inflammation, something's going on. So I think it's a really unique perspective to be able to see how those intertwine and heal the body naturally, as opposed to waiting for, say, you know, you're in a crisis, you're in a health crisis before you get checked out.
So it sounds like kind of this whole body approach, mind, as you said, our holistic health. And you said you just opened a office in Hot Springs. Where is that located at?
That is located in Hot Springs Health and Fitness. There's the main entrance, and I am at the pool entrance alongside Dr. Hollingsworth Chiropractic.
So. Oh, wonderful. Yes, I'm familiar with Dr. Hollingsworth. Love that. So tell us about the types of things. I'm just thinking in terms of our listeners is not really knowing what Lakeside Natural Health is. Let's just give a general overview of everything that you offer there. And if I were thinking about coming, what would that mean for me?
Yeah. So there's actually sort of a three-tiered approach. I would say there's 3D diagnostic screening, there's counseling, and there's supplements. So let's start with the 3D diagnostic assessment. So a person comes in, they lay down on a massage table, I put headphones over your ears, and I have this computer program that essentially works like computer-assisted Reiki. So it scans the body through electrical impulses. Okay, the same way, say you step on one of those analytic scales and it sends the impulses through your body. It tells you your fat percentage and your bone density. It's like that, only highly advanced. So I can see everything in the body. I can scan the heart. I can scan your gallbladder. All the organs, all the bones, eyes, teeth, brain, everything that's going on. The computer will find deficiencies, and then it'll dig into that deficiency. So say there's a deficiency in the heart. It's gonna look into, here's the tissue in the lower left ventricle of the heart. Then it's gonna go into the cell, into the mitochondria, into the DNA, into the chromosomes, and it's gonna say, I see a deficiency on the 13th chromosome in this cell, in your heart tissue, in the lower left ventricle. And then it's going to come back out and it's going to continue scanning, but it's going to find anything that's going amiss in your body down to that atomic cellular level.
So can I ask a question about that? Because I'm hearing this and I'm I feel like our listeners are saying, okay, so why do I have to go have like a CT scan or an MRI? Why can't I just go do this? So what is the difference between those types of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So this, I don't even want to call it a procedure, this screening, it's non-invasive. It's like an MRI, but highly more detailed. And the beautiful thing about this is I can print out a list of conditions that come up on the screening to give to the client that they can then take to their doctor. Because while I'm a counselor and an herbalist, I'm not a heart specialist.
Right, I'm not,
you know, I know my role and I can do the assessment and I can do herbs to help you heal. But what's really beautiful is we can find what's going on before symptoms arise.
So just to clarify, this is not in place of like the medical, like going and seeing your health professional. This is in addition to some things that we can do different than what you might already be doing, correct?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
So 3D diagnostics, is it kind of like a machine that you're in?
No, you lay down comfortably on a massage bed. And so the whole experience, it takes about 60 to 90 minutes.
Okay.
From the client's experience, you're laying down, resting. I put on some sounds, whatever nature sounds you'd like, or a meditation track, and you just lay back and relax for an hour.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. Just to go and experience that. So whenever you get this diagnostic result, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that that's kind of where your health coaching and health counseling aspect would start, correct?
That's correct. So when we do the 3D biofeedback, there's a second layer to the 3D biofeedback. So it's not just diagnostic, it's also healing. So when the machine finds deficiencies, say in the heart or in the eye or wherever that may be, we'll use the heart and the eye as the example. Then I can go back and analyze those deficiencies and send frequencies to those areas to promote cellular regeneration. So where one might be nearsighted, I can send those healing frequencies to that part of the eye to help regenerate those cells so that the vision does not continue to degenerate. The same with the heart. By finding these potential issues before symptoms arise, we can prevent the issue from happening in the first place. So I've had some clients that have markers for prediabetes. They don't have diabetes. They're not there yet. But by understanding that they have those markers, they can make healthy choices in their lifestyle so that they don't get to that point of needing insulin or, you know, needing a heavier medical intervention.
So I'm assuming that that's whenever you talk about health counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So elaborate on that a little. What does that look like? Is that, you know, because we all hear these, you know, the commercials on TV and that kind of stuff. So tell me what that is like for you, what the health coaching is.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
is it health coaching, health counseling? I don't want to get it wrong.
I call it health counseling because my background is as a counselor. So I serve really well as both a mental health counselor as well as a health coach. And I combine them together.
So let's, because I'm a therapist in town.
Yeah.
So let's,
awesome.
So can people come to you for mental health counseling specifically? Like,
yes.
Is that a credential that you have?
A little bit. So I'm not licensed.
Okay.
But I have done counseling.
Okay.
So the approach that I like to take is not necessarily a therapy approach. I like to take a coaching approach.
Okay.
Because
gotcha.
The coaching approach to counseling looks at, we look a little bit at the past, but we mostly look at the present and your goals for the future and how I can help you reach those.
I like that. It's just kind of a combination.
Yes. You know, because when I had my background in mental health counseling and I found holistic medicine, I really thought I was pivoting. I thought I was leaving the counseling behind and going into a new field. And then when I found coaching, which I could combine mental health, physical health, just helping people live a more positive, happy life in general, that just kind of made it all make sense.
Right.
It brought the whole package together.
Right.
So your question about the health counseling, the difference is the cadence. So, for example, the 3D diagnostic biofeedback, that is done for a regular individual once every 6 to 12 months. You shouldn't need it more often than that, unless you're dealing with a significant health condition. Say you've got, you know, and I don't want to, I'm not a doctor. I'm just going to say this. I'm not claiming to be a doctor. Say you've got autoimmune disorder or you've got cancer and you really want to come in every month or every 2 weeks for that regenerative cellular treatment, we can do that. But your average person, it's going to be every 6 months to a year. Now, the health counseling, I have clients that I see via telehealth, and they came to me in more of a mental health capacity. I see them on a monthly basis. Some of them on a biweekly basis, but mostly on a monthly basis for about 30 minutes. And we really utilize that time to be able to set their goals, check in on how they're doing, set their goals, give them some homework to take home. And that seems to be just around enough time that they can have that accountability, that check-in, and kind of get moving. I've seen some really great, I mean, just great success with some of my clients. And that's really meant a lot.
And don't you think that that interaction is the key, right? Just that you have someone helping you. You can ask questions. I'm sure you get lots of questions. It's, you know, and just kind of that we all need someone to kind of cheer us along, right? And, you know, you can do this. Look at how far you've come. So I love that aspect of what you're doing. I'm sure that it's very successful for sure. So whenever someone comes to you and you're doing the health coaching, I'm guessing that you're going to help them with the other aspect with the herbal medicines, right?
Yes, and I do want to touch a little bit more on the counseling aspect. Yes, the third tier is the herbal medicine and the supplements. Mm-hmm. With the counseling, that can be for mental health or physical health. The goals really depend on the client themselves. So if the client's goal is, hey, I want to lose 15 pounds and I need to readdress my nutrition plan in order to do that, that's what we'll focus on. If I've got a client that's like, hey, I'm overcoming a breakup, we're going to work on, you know, working with grief and building confidence. So it really depends on the client. And I just want to put it out there that there's definitely, and I'm sure you know this as a therapist, there can be a stigma around seeing someone to talk about it, whether that be a counselor, a therapist, a coach, whatever.
Right.
The important thing to realize is when, you know, going through the pandemic, everybody was really stressed out, kind of had some stress and anxiety overall. And where a person would typically go to that trusted friend or family member, that person was no longer emotionally capable of serving that other person because everyone was kind of overwhelmed and stressed out.
And plus we were not able to socialize, right? We didn't get together and have those kind of, have those trusting talks and things that we had in the past.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, the coaching, the mental health clients, a lot of those came in during the pandemic. There were a lot of businesses that shot up during the pandemic to do at-home telehealth for mental health. I was associated with one of those companies, and it was a wonderful experience. And so that's where I sort of got my cadence from of once a month really seem to be just enough. And I also offer clients ongoing text support, not tech, but text. You know, one of my clients has a great day, they all have my cell phone number. My business number is my cell phone number, because I just want to be forthcoming. And so, you know, when clients have a great day, they can text, hey, look, you know, look what happened, or hey, I'm having a rough day. Can you fit me in the schedule? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I want them to feel like they're talking to a friend, not that they're talking to somebody who's you know, sitting behind the curtain and judging them or analyzing them. I want them to feel like, you know, I'm in their corner and that we're just a really supportive friend.
Yeah.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
I know that the herbal medicine and pediatric wellness are things that you have going as well. So yeah. Let's educate on, I know you were so wonderful to bring some samples.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up one of the bottles here. I don't even know how to say this.
That's
Aqualung?
That's Aqualung.
Okay, yes. All right. So we have Aqualung
yep.
here, Comfortably Numb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, CBD oil. Yes.
I named a lot of these after... song titles.
Yes, Daydream. I'm feeling a Beatles.
Yes. Kind of the 70s yes. vibe going on.
Here, I'll let you read that one. My eyesight is
that one is Last Nerve.
Okay. And Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, so what are these?
Yeah, so these are tinctures, but they are non-alcoholic tinctures. And I started making these when my daughter was young. She was teething, and I was looking for a teething gel that was, you know, non-chemical,
right.
But also did not use essential oils because essential oils can be, even diluted, can be too potent for children. So I made my own, and I found that I could make these tinctures in a non-alcoholic base, and they actually taste syrupy and sweet. So they're except for the CBDs, those are separate. But most of these are completely safe for children and palatable. They taste sweet, even though they don't have any sugar, so that they are effective for adults and children.
So I'm reading here on one. This is the Wonder Woman. It says mm-hmm. vegan, gluten free, sugar free, alcohol free, soy free, non GMO,
yeah.
handcrafted. So yeah, a very clean.
Yes.
Would that be the right word? Okay.
Yes. Yes. And that's why I chose glass bottles also is they can be recycled, but also there's no leaking of plastics or anything, you know,
right.
worrying about getting warm. Yes. So these are all tinctures that I make myself. You can put them under the tongue, a dropper full, or mix it in a drink. So it's very easy to take. And I wanted to make a medicine that you could carry in your pocket or your purse and take it as needed. So this, for example, during the pandemic, I did have specials on this Aqualung and also Flu Shot. So Flu Shot is an immune booster, and it has elderberries, which help combat the flu. It's got, I believe, lemon balm, which is an antiviral. It helps boost your immune system. Aqualung is an expectorant. And I made this one for my daughter when she was just a baby. She had a rattle when she breathed. It was like a wetness. And I thought, how am I gonna fix this? Well, I've got a complete herb library at home.
Right,
so
right.
I made this, and this is great. It's great for adults. It's great for babies. Anybody can take it. And the beauty of, for the most part, herbal products, you know, there are herbs that are contraindicated for pregnancy or children.
Right, right.
But for the most part with herbs, even as opposed to essential oils, they're mild enough that you're not really going to get side effects or problems with herbal supplements, for the most part, of course.
And I'm thinking you mean like dosage wise, right?
Yes.
But if you took this, is there any concern like if you took this like a lot during the day or?
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I mean, you could probably, I wouldn't recommend drinking a whole bottle, but.
It's not going to be
sure.
Detrimental
you wouldn't
in any
need
way.
To go yeah. to the hospital, or right. you know, there wouldn't be any negative effects.
So, just as a supplement to all of the other things that you're doing, these things can help us heal,
yes,
feel better,
yes.
Are there other herbal things that you're doing there?
Yes. So, I've started a vitamin line. Now, these tinctures are supplements that I make myself. And so I've stopped marketing them online per se, just because, you know, when you put something out there online, you want to make sure that it's tested. It's, you know, it comes from a factory type source, a lab. So I have made some vitamins online. I've got a mood booster, a brain booster, focus and attention, and one which is a soothing for the digestive system.
So I know just for me, for example, whenever I think about all the things out there, it's so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, I feel like for our listeners, the thing that would seem incredibly helpful was that here is an expert, right? You can walk in and talk to someone about these things that are going on. And you have this vast knowledge of all of the products and things that are out there. Because if we just try and wade through it on our own, it's just too much, right? It's incredibly overwhelming. So I love this idea of this is a place that you can come and, you know, someone can kind of look at the whole picture and help you figure out some type of strategy, I guess, some routine and some things that you can add into your daily routine that can really help your mood, your health, your physical well-being. So why would we not try that, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I love that you said that part of the health coaching perspective is by following up once a month, we can see how everything's going and take those gradual steps towards healing. Because, you know, if somebody comes in and they're like, everything's falling apart. I mean, we've all felt mm-hmm. like that at some mm-hmm. point or another. Everything's falling apart. My marriage is going bad. My health is bad. My job is stressful. Not everything is going to be fixed tomorrow. We need to look at one thing at a time. And so I take the same approach with supplements. When somebody comes to me, I'm not giving them 5 supplements at a time. Mm-hmm. No way. You're going to get maybe 1, maybe 2, okay, depending on how what's going on. But we're going to add 1. So it's going to typically be the one that's going to make the biggest impact for the time. And then we can go from there and say, okay, well, I'm feeling better. My digestion is better. And now my mood is a little bit better. So I might not need these other ones. I just needed this one. And so it's all about taking those steps. Another thing, too, is that I'm not necessarily a vitamin store, per se. So I've got my own line of vitamins. I do have a pharmacy, an online supplement pharmacy that I can contract through. But I also, for my own vitamins, I use a general retailer online. And so for your average customer that doesn't want expensive vitamins, I'm going to give you the list or even help you create your own mm-hmm. order on a site that I trust that you can continue to reorder.
Right.
I'm not out to make money selling anybody vitamins. I'm there to guide you on what it is that's going to help you, how to get it, a good product at an affordable price, and, you know, so that you can move in the right direction towards your health.
And kind of based upon your knowledge of, like, the 3D diagnostics and the health coaching, right, like, it just seems like it would be like, here, let's try this mm-hmm. and see if that helps and then move from there.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. A big supplement that a lot of people are deficient in is magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see clients coming in, they're like, I've got a lot of stress, you know, and sometimes I'll ask, you know, how's your digestion? We can just typically start on magnesium or, you know, a general multi and go from there. See how that improves once we get your minerals in balance, because you might not need, there are supplements that replicate just about anything. So let's say a mood booster or a focus, something like that. If we get one thing underway and it resolves a problem that we would have needed a second supplement or even a medication for, that's all the better.
Yeah, that is perfect. I'm thinking about our listeners, and I know just from working in the health field that they're going to say, does insurance cover any of this? So is that an option?
That's a great question. At this time, insurance does not cover holistic health. I really wish it did. So the thing about herbal medicine and holistic practices, a lot of times they're not licensed. There's not a governing board that licenses. So with my degree, that is approved by the American Herbalists Guild. So that is the closest approving board as far as herbalists go. But at this time, they're not licensed. So you just really want to do your due diligence when you're choosing your provider, mm-hmm. that they have the appropriate education, you know, and not to knock on essential oils, but, you know, sometimes people sign up for an MLM selling essential oils. It doesn't mean that they have a vast background in health, you know, anatomy, physiology, all those things. Mm-hmm. So you just want to do your due diligence. So at this time, no. I wish the diagnostics were covered. It'd be great to figure that out. I'd love to, you know, I've looked at maybe getting a second master's, where you could bill for either counseling or maybe bill as nutritionist type thing. But right. at this time, you know, it's kind of challenging with licensing because there's always something changing as far as laws go, it seems. You know, once you think you've got it figured out, they're going to pass a new bill that now there's a new requirement. And it just, you know, it makes it a little far out as far as attainability goes.
But, you know, when we think about money that we may spend on our health,
yeah,
right, if we're healthcare, that if we are ill and we're having to go see the doctor and having these things done versus perhaps this preventative care, mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, having a health coach can help you eat more healthy, you know, all these activities that hopefully would help in the long run, keeping you from having to spend that other money
yes.
on healthcare. So I think, you know, sometimes we have to look at it big picture, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the
it's an investment in ourselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is an investment in your own self and your well-being. You know, I bought an expensive vacuum, and in my mind, I was like, I spent this much on this vacuum, and I'm trying to piece it together, but the amount of peace that this vacuum brings me in my house, of it finally feeling clean, the air feeling clean, I can breathe more deeply, my mind is more alive, it's not even a question.
It's worth it.
It is. Yeah. It's worth it. And, you know, yeah. one of the nice things, I've thought about the second master's, and you know, depending, that may happen somewhere down the line. But I'll be honest, if I get a second master's in order to be licensed, in order to bill insurance, it's going to cost $50,000 in education, 3 years of study, and 3 years of supervision. And so one of the nice things about me not having spent that is that I can offer my services at a lower price than if you're going to bill insurance, because, you know, sometimes insurance only mm-hmm. pays for so much.
You have huge deductibles, which is what a lot of my clients deal with.
Absolutely. Know? Absolutely. Yeah. And so these services are actually incredibly affordable. The health coaching per session is $40, which is, you know, like a dinner out. Mm-hmm. And for $40 a month to take care of your mental health and your physical health, that's almost a no-brainer. The 3D diagnostic biofeedback, that is $150 for a 90-minute session. And, you know, at twice a year, let's see, $300 a year for that. And $40 a month, let's say, you know, $400, $480. You know, you're looking at less than $1,000 a year
yeah.
to be in good health.
And I know for me, whenever I, you know, talk to my clients about things that they're thinking about, I say, why not? Why not try it?
Yeah.
And then if it helps, wonderful. If it doesn't, then you know.
Right? Yeah.
So, Molly, such wonderful information today. So let's tell our listeners where you are, location-wise. I know you're, give the, you know, address of the office. Can they get you on social media? How can they, now that we've heard all this wonderful information, how can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lakeside Natural Health is located inside of Hot Springs Health and Fitness. You don't have to come inside the gym to access my office. It's a separate pool entrance. That is located at 281 Lake Hamilton Drive in Hot Springs, Arkansas. That is in between the mall and the Cadillac dealership. The phone number, which this is my cell phone, so if you want to make appointments, you can call, text, whatever. That is 501-420-2880. Our website is lakeside-natural-health.com. And we are on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at lakeside-natural-health. On, like I said, Facebook and Instagram. I did want to offer some of your listeners a bit of a promotion. So if you are out there and you are listening, I would love to know what one of your greatest health concerns are. So if you want to post, send me a text. That's 501-420-2880. If you send me a text with your greatest health concern, I will give the first, let's say, 8 callers 50% off of a 3D biofeedback screening. So where it would typically be $150, you can get that for $75. So
wonderful. Hope our listeners take advantage of that. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
For our listeners. And I believe since you said you do the telehealth, you can do that anywhere, right? You don't have to just be in Arkansas. You can, someone can reach out from California if they want to, and you can provide that to them, right?
Correct. Yeah, my counseling coaching clients are from across the United States. Now, I technically could do remote biofeedback, but I don't like doing the 3D biofeedback remotely. I like having the person in the office so that we don't get our our signals crossed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Free consultations, I see here on your card.
Absolutely. Free consultations. Yeah, give a call or send a text, whatever you feel most comfortable with. Ask any questions. I'd be happy to help and set up a game plan on where we can go from there.
Wow, great information. Molly Stroud from Lakeside Natural Health. I appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Victoria. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.